I'm Carol Shade. I have taught at Whittier Middle School for 35 years, 6th grade health, 7th and 8th grade PE, and I am the athletic coordinator there.
I'm Casey Shade. I'm the elementary PE teacher now at Pettigrew Elementary, and this will be my second year of teaching. I also coach cross country and track at Roosevelt. With my mom, I kind of grew up a gym rat a little bit, so I just kind of really became comfortable with it, gained a passion, saw the almost the importance of it to kids. It's a little bit different structure than in the classroom. I just really like the activity part of it, and I'm someone who loves activities, teaching kids activities, finding them passions. So I wanted to take that into consideration and finding kids to have fitness activities that they can do that they're passionate about.
And even though you started with your mom as your teacher, as your gym teacher, you still didn't realize that was your calling right away. You went a different route first.
Yeah, when I went to the University of South Dakota, I started as a business major for like 2 weeks, but then I kind of really told myself when I just talked to other people, it's kind of what's your mission in life. I didn't feel like I could really, really do something that's worthwhile, be sitting at a desk or doing something business-wise when I could impact our youth and make them better today, perhaps to put them in a situation where I am now, where I have a job, I'm successful, I love what I'm doing.
So he took after you in many ways because you have a similar situation.
Right. I went to Augustana College then, now Augustana University, and I started out as a business major. I loved doing accounting and the number system, but I couldn't sit still. A couple professors sat me down and asked me, What about education? Oh, no, teachers don't make very much money. I don't know about that. And they said, well, you work in the programs with other schools and the Y program, and you have such a passion of working with kids, and kids just kind of come to you and want to be part of you and want to do things with you. Why don't you go for it? And so I started getting into the PE program and just love that passion now.
Do people understand what you do as a physical education teacher?
I think they really got to see what we do. You know, especially from the elementary level, we have little kids that are 5-year-olds compared to kids that are 10. And it's a drastic difference from what you have to teach them, their skill level and everything like that. You know, it's just not roll a ball out and kick a ball. We have structure games, everything like that. We're teaching them how to perform certain skills. We do a broad horizon of activity. So if you look out the whole year, a kid's going to find some type of passion. Whether it's a volleyball game, it's basketball, it's archery more in the middle school and high school, they're going to find something they're passionate about.
When we first started out, it was all games and, okay, we're going to teach basketball, volleyball, softball. Now we do a lot of lead-up games so that we can play those games. Fitness. But why do we do the fitness? Before, being a Sioux Falls student myself, it was go out and do this. But we were never taught why. And I see that coming, same things that we did years ago, but giving the reason why to students or giving them a number of, this would be a good fitness zone for you to get into if you can get to this stage.
Do you work hard?
I think so. I mean, when I first get to school, I have to set up anywhere from a half an hour to 45 minutes of equipment. And I have to plan out for a variety of different age groups. Kindergarten's going to do totally different than what fifth grade does. Well, how am I going to incorporate that where I can have a quick, easy turnover? We have to deal with a lot of kids. Sometimes at Pettigrew Elementary, I'll have one class, or we'll have two classes in there, so I have to deal on how to manage with 50 kids. So I'm always on the go and on the move. With elementary, we have a lot of different time frames. Our class times with them shorter. It's only 35 minutes. So I'm bouncing from one class to another. I could have up to 10 classes in a day. So I have to work on a lot of transitions and bumping kids around, different learning needs, everything like that. We have the process of how kids learn. Somebody's at a really high level, maybe athletically. Some kids are at a low level athletically. I have to incorporate that into lessons and process that, just the planning part, even before I even teach a lesson. But there's also that learning aspect too of some are academically high, some are academically low. How am I going to teach this game, this skill that's going to work best for each student to learn it?
You choose to work the 11-hour day because it's best and you really need to perform all of your duties, but some people figure out how to skimp by and then there are consequences for kids. Is that like a fair assessment?
Yes, there's a few teachers that say, nope, I'm not going to do it because my contract says this. But as Casey and I, in our heart, it's like, we got to get this done. We got to get this organized because our love for teaching, our love for students so that we're organized so that they can be organized, better students.
But I would say 90% of teachers go above and beyond their time because they need to. There is so much work.
If you ask either one of us, in one day we were probably from 12,000 to 24,000 steps that him and I take because we're trying to build that relationship to find out what skills, either mentally, emotionally, socially, or physically, that we need to help our students out. And that's one of the nice aspects of having students maybe for 3 years in a row to see them grow, or from kindergarten to fifth grade, to see their growth and build that relationships, not only with the students, but with the family.